Distilling the compounds that count. You're listening to Chemistry in its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World magazine.
This week, we get into a trance with Simon Cotton.
Ethene, or ethylene, is a remarkable molecule, not just because it is flat like benzene. It's got a sweet smell and has been used as an anaesthetic. In fact, it's been suggested that it was ethene that made the Oracle of Delphi go into trances before emerging from her cubicle in the rock to make her pronouncements. And it is ethene that is emitted by ripe fruit and which also helps fruit to ripen. Compared with the alkanes, ethene and the other alkenes are quite reactive, thanks to the electron-rich double bond they contain. Chemists have put this to good use, making all sorts of useful chemicals such as chloroethene, ethylene oxide, ethane-1,2-diol and ethylbenzene. But the most significant use of ethene is in making polyethylene, which we in the United Kingdom commonly call polyethene. Addition reactions are quite characteristic of alkenes. Most schoolchildren will be familiar with the decolorisation of bromine water by ethene. But the ability of ethylene molecules to join to each other is still remarkable, and no one expected it. Polyethene was first made in 1898 by a German chemist, Hans von Pechmann. He was a brave man, as he made it by heating diazomethane. Of course, he did not know what this waxy solid really was. Then in 1933, polyethene was obtained again accidentally. This time it was two British chemists, Eric Fawcett and Reginald Gibson, working for ICI at Northwich in Cheshire. They reacted ethene with benzaldehyde at 2,000 atmospheres pressure and 180 degrees C. What they hoped to achieve was to insert ethene into the CH bond of the aldehyde group and make ethylphenyl ketone, 1-phenyl-1-propanone. What they actually got, you guessed, a white wax with a C-to-H ratio of 1 to 2. When they repeated the experiment, they got an explosion and a fire, so ICI put things on hold. It was not for another couple of years that a team led by another ICI chemist, Michael Perrin, tried again. This time no chances were taken. They were working in an isolated lab with walls a foot thick. They repeated what Fawcett and Gibson had done. As they cranked up the pressure, things started to happen, and when they opened the apparatus afterwards, they found they had 8.5 grams of a white powder. They were not all successful. It took them 200 experiments, but eventually they found a trace of oxygen was needed to initiate the polymerisation. No oxygen meant no reaction. Too much oxygen meant an explosion. The ICI workers had a reliable synthesis of what is now known as low-density polyethene, and it was soon established that it was an excellent electrical insulator. Telephone companies were immediately interested, and during the Second World War, polyethene was used to insulate high-frequency radar cable. Polyethene is what is called an addition polymer. No atoms are lost in the polymerization reaction when the monomers join together. Instead, the carbon-carbon double bond is turned into a single bond as two electrons are taken to form the bonds to the next two carbon unit, and so on down the chain. There are several types of polyethene, differing in the length and the amount of branching of the chain and their densities. If you use a peroxide, like benzoyl peroxide, to start the reaction off, you get low-density polyethene, LDPE, which has lots of branching. This means the chains can't pack so closely together, so the attractive forces between them are weak. This makes it relatively soft, but also gives it high ductility. This is the material widely used to make plastic bags and also transparent film for wrapping. One disadvantage of low-density polyethene is that it softens in very hot water. High-density polyethene, HDPE, is stronger and has a higher softening temperature. It is made with transition metal catalysts. The monomers have to bond to the transition metal, and this makes long, straight, unbranched polymer chains. So there are stronger forces between the chains as they can pack better. In turn, this makes the material stronger and gives it a higher softening temperature. It is used in washing up bowls and things that require strength, like milk bottles and children's toys. The downside of plastics like polythene is their non-biodegradability. You can recycle polythene, but it is so cheap that most people do not bother. There is an awful lot in landfills, and plastic dumped in oceans end up in places like the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, where plastic and other debris are brought together by oceanic currents. Plankton can take up tiny plastic pieces, and scientists are concerned about what happens when they get into the food chain. So that's polythene, a material we cannot do without, but also take for granted. And polythene is also a reminder, to politicians in particular, that you cannot make scientific discoveries to order.
So more appreciation may be needed for polythene in the future, along with more recycling of this seemingly cheap plastic that's costing the planet a lot. That was Uppingham School's Simon Cotton with the polymerising chemistry of polythene. Now, next week, we start with a bang.
In September 2001, I was invited to give a lecture at the Coordination Chemistry Laboratory in Toulouse in France. About 20 minutes before my talk, my seminar organizer was asking how he should introduce me, when suddenly the whole building shook. There was an enormous boom, and the huge plate glass window in front of me turned white and then vanished in a pile of shards. We looked at each other completely stunned. This was big.
And to find out the cause of this boom and the chemistry of the compound behind it, the explosive ammonium nitrate, join Andrea Seller in next week's Chemistry in Its Element. Until then, thank you for listening. I'm Meera Senthilingam.
Chemistry in Its Element comes to you from Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry, and is produced by thenakedscientists.com. There are more compounds that count on our website at chemistryworld.org/compounds.